AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department started releasing its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mike Sisick reports the department acknowledges the disclosure is incomplete.
So the big questions are, what names are in here and in what context? And context is critical to understanding what is in these records. You may see a name like Donald Trump or Bill Clinton, but sometimes, as we've seen in the past, it's merely somebody discussing the presidential campaign or discussing a news article related to President Trump. Lots of anticipation, and now the hard work begins of really digesting and understanding what is in these records.
The files include a small number of photos of President Trump and a series of never-before-seen photos of former President Bill Clinton. The Trump administration's launched military strikes in Syria, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calling it a declaration of vengeance. He says the aim is to eliminate Islamic State group fighters and weapons sites in retaliation for an ambush attack that killed two U.S. troops and an American interpreter about a week ago. At his annual news conference, President Vladimir Putin said Russian troops are advancing in Ukraine and voiced confidence the Kremlin will achieve its goals militarily if Kyiv doesn't agree to Russia's conditions in peace talks. And Ed Donahue reports investigators are learning more about the death of a man suspected of killing two Brown University students and an MIT professor.
Claudio Neves Valente was found dead at a New Hampshire storage facility Thursday night.
And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
But an autopsy shows Valente died 2 days earlier, Tuesday. The same day, MIT professor Nuno Lorero died at a hospital in Massachusetts. He was shot a day earlier at his home near Boston. Valente and Lorero had attended the same school in Portugal in the 1990s, though authorities haven't said why they think he killed the professor or the students at Brown. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Jennifer King has a report on Turning Point USA's annual conference.
The conservative youth organization has seen a massive surge in interest since the assassination of founder Charlie Kirk. Young conservative women tell the AP they're emboldened to become more active in the movement with Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, at the helm. Attendee Camden Glover.
She was never afraid to be touched in touch with her feminine side.
On Thursday night, Erica Kirk expressed her support.
We are going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48.
But battles over the future of the conservative movement quickly erupted on stage, with Ben Shapiro attacking Candace Owen, Steve Bannon, and Tucker Carlson. The competing visions threatened to eclipse Kirk's unifying.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.